Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to bring a different perspective when it comes to teaching the body how to heal itself by not only giving the guidance and empathy, but also by providing a wealth of avenues to explore. So I'm super excited to introduce Nicole Bergner. Now, Nicole is known as the Gut Detox Coach and serves her clients through a root cause approach to better health and healing. Now, she works 100% virtually and became a certified coach after her many years battling IBS and unknown health issues manifesting as Lyme and other infections. Now, she helps her clients get to the root of their issues, including IBS, stubborn weight gain, fatigue, and chronic health issues. She does this by addressing the whole body and guiding her clients step by step, treating them as family, and always offering a prayer. Well, welcome, Nicole. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy, and I'm excited to be here, excited to share.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping people, you know, finally resolve those health issues and challenges that were at first perceived as incurable. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, it's great. It's like detective work, and it's just something I'm super passionate about. So excited to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know that when I was introducing you, I talked a little bit about the fact that you were struggling with your own health issues and then became a certified coach. So can you just put a little bit more detail into that? What exactly was the inspiration or, you know, the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
That is a great question. So what happened was, I guess full transparency, I had gotten off of oral birth control when my husband and I got married, and that started a cascade of symptoms that I'd never really had before. And so I went through several different doctors and even natural and alternative practitioners, and things just got worse and ended up with adrenal fatigue, really a laundry list of symptoms. But doctors couldn't tell me what was wrong with me. And so that's when I decided to do my own detective work and find the right care and the right approach. And after, honestly, 5 years or 4 years of researching, we discovered that it was Lyme disease and several other infections and toxins. And so knowing this, my eyes were opened to the fact that the body can heal itself, just like when you cut your finger and it heals within a day, right?
Right.
And yet it's not happening for a lot of us. And so we're in this epidemic of chronic health issues. And so knowing that and learning about health coaching, I decided to become certified so that I could not only tell people about this, but really take them on a journey, introducing them and showing them what it looks like for their bodies to heal and how to go through that process.
Wow. Yeah, that is so empowering. I mean, you know, we all expect a cut to heal, right? Mm. And, you know, things as surfacey as, you know, maybe a bruise or something like that, but the internal operations or the, you know, the functionalities where we don't know what's causing this, you know, we don't know what's behind this, and especially frustrating when seasoned physicians can't figure it out with their, you know, myriad of different tests and experts and that kind of thing. It can be just really frightening as well as, you know, frustrating. So I love the fact that you have really identified that the body can heal itself regardless, and as long as it's supported well. So yeah, well, that's exciting. Well, I can't wait, like I said, dive into more of that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice then?
Great question. So I properly became, got my LLC in September of 2018. So it's been a few years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, has your business mission or vision evolved since 2018?
Yes. So technically I'm Functional Health Foundations. That is the name of my company, but it's such a mouthful, and functional medicine, people don't know, but I've transformed the name to the Gut Detox Coach because gut and detox are very well known words.
We get that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just learned how to really refine the way that I help others, but also the specific people that I can help. So it's narrowed down ever so slightly, but I still look to help a lot of people. So in mm-hmm. different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect. So you've narrowed your scope a bit, but generally speaking, because of your own journey and realize in that aha moment where it's like, wait a second, I'm really stumbling onto something huge here in terms of helping the body, supporting the body to heal itself. So yeah, it stands to reason that that has been the focus since day one. So in terms of, you know, your journey of building your practice, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
A few, actually. And one of them was, you know, when I started my practice or my coaching practice, I was not fully healed. And I'll still say I have a few more things because it takes the body a long time to heal. But when you're trying to help other people and you're chronically sick, it can get very challenging.
That is tough.
Yeah. So trying to work through that, but still having such a passion and still, you know, to this day, to help other people, that was a challenge, trying to have the energy to help them. And now I do, so that's not so much of a concern. So health-wise, that was a challenge. And then I would say another one, if I can share.
Sure, yeah. Challenge.
I did have some people push back just because, let's say, I wasn't getting the visibility I wanted, or I wasn't getting the clients, not even necessarily the clients that I wanted, but I wasn't getting clients, because for a business, we know that it takes time to really, it's either time or money to really build up yourself and who you are and that like, know, and trust factor with other people and your reputation. And so it's just so much of a time investment, but I'm in love with it. I'm passionate about it. And so for me, I'm okay working, you know, all the time to try and build my business, but other people were kind of pushing against that and saying, you should just get a real job. Now I had some side jobs, you know? Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah. So that was a challenge.
You know, they're trying to help you, Nicole.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like help though, does it? It's like, oh, you don't believe in me. You know, it does take a while to launch a business. You know, it is one of those things that, especially in the health industry, you know, and when you are, I don't like the phrase going against the known approach. You go to the doctor and they diagnose you or they don't. And when they, you know, aren't able to say something, well, then it's chronic and you just deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the mentality, and you're obviously going against the grain. And so it takes real tenacity, you know, to go against the grain. But it sounds like because of your own, you know, passion and just the wisdom that you have gained through the process of really, you know, tapping into the body's powerful abilities that can become fatiguing to go against the grain. And especially, you know, if you've got a few people that you do look to them for support and maybe they aren't providing that support, that can take the wind out of the sails. So did you utilize any specific technique or anything in order to shore yourself up in against the people that were trying to help you, but really, you know, weren't being all that positive?
Yeah, well, honestly, I did have a part-time job. So having that as a supplemental su- source, right? Just because when you do start up a business, sometimes you do have to do that. But then also just showing that determination and that passion and that drive.
Yeah.
Because when people see that, then they know that you're really in this, and this isn't just a season. This is for the long term. So.
Well, I love that, just to, you know, stay the course and honor what's within you that you know is right. So yeah, that's great. And, you know, Nicole, you're obviously an expert at getting to that root cause of, you know, those stubborn health issues and guiding people to wellness, you know, through empathy and support and a wealth of, you know, different resources and knowledge and, you know, directions there. But how do you feel about the client enrollment, or the sales part of being in business? And we just talked about this in terms of it takes a while to ramp up and gain that foothold. So, and this is a very different skill set, obviously. So do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah. So it's interesting that you ask that. And one of them, and I feel like this is most commonly the answer, but it's finding clients, finding the people that are interested in their health. It's not all about, just people who are struggling with the health issues, because you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And so finding the people who are interested and willing to step up for their health and be their best health advocate and allow someone to train them through that, coach them through that, keep them accountable. I think that seems to be the most difficult, because honestly, the conversation, that's not a problem, because I pretty much put a plate in front of you with all of the options and all the ideas. And if you choose to take the plate, awesome. Or if you choose to take my hand, then, you know, let's do it. But if not, that's okay. Maybe there's another hand or another plate. Let me show that to you. So that's not my concern, but it's more of just finding the people who are open to that.
Yeah. And you are right. That is one of those common, you know, frustrations with building a business from zero, you know, and taking this out into a massive sea of people that really could use your help. But like you said, you can't convince them because they're not ready to entertain something different. So my advice to that is really simple. Are you ready?
Yes.
Be loud and proud, and have a very clear message in terms of who your ideal client is, who they're not, and as often as you can, bring in your unique perspectives and beliefs. And like I said, be loud and proud and encourage a community, build a community, and ask your community, you know, to include anyone they know. Like if you're doing any type of events or where you're giving free content, say in a challenge or anything like that, encourage people to invite a friend. And your fastest path is the slowest path. And it's the path of just being consistent with and bringing more of you, more of your wisdom in terms of your belief, your philosophy, standing firm in the opposition of acknowledging, now this is, you know, this isn't what people went to med school for, or, you know, just being loud and proud, you know, don't water it down at all, and know that your net is not broad. Your net is very, I'm not gonna say small, but it's not this giant net that you're trying to scoop up every kind of fish out there. You're only looking for one specific fish. And that fish is an analogy for that person who is finally ready to take a chance on themselves and see what's possible.
All right.
Hopefully that'll help move the needle a bit. There's no silver bullets. If I don't know that I like that analogy anymore, but anyway, you know what I mean.
Yes.
But it, just encouraging, building community and encouraging those within your community to be your champions. Encourage them to who do you know? So who do you know? And even asking in your posts, who do you know? Mm-hmm. Who do you know that's ready to step on the wild side and finally solve their chronic fatigue? Who do you know? And be specific.
Okay.
Not just chronic disease, but what specifically? But not a laundry list either. So anyway, yes. Hopefully that'll help move the needle for you a little bit. And I can't wait to hear, you know, be sure to let me know how this goes for you. And if you start feeling differently about, you know, just taking a stand for what you believe in and realizing that it is happening, but maybe not at the pace that you really are hoping, but it is happening in that exponential growth will kick in. So, and you know, Nicole, I'm curious here because speaking of health, right? We have just been through a major focus on health and we're still in it, the pandemic. Mm. And for so many people, it's been the catalyst. It's been like a wake-up call. It has been the trigger for a myriad of different health issues because of the stress. I mean, people have lost jobs. People have had to, you know, been homeschooling, not so much now, but, you know, working remotely and there's a refrigerator and now there's health issues, or there's weight issues and just this whole ripple effect. So can you speak a little bit to the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Absolutely. And I feel like this is a little multifaceted for my answer, but I mean, one of the things is I do work 100% virtually. And so I can see my clients online anytime. However, I actually was, I've forgotten this. I was doing free seminars in one of the local food markets and they had several chains and they were a health food store. And so I was doing them at different chains and I got exposure. But then because of the pandemic, they shut down, they went out of business. And so that ability, that connection was lost, but also the ability to go out and have free seminars, have free events, or even just events, that was all shut down. So that visibility just completely closed. Now, thankfully, we are creeping out of this whole COVID pandemic. And I mean, I'm in Florida, so it's a little bit more liberal here. We've got more events going on and seminars are starting back up. But that did put a damper on trying to find those interested. So I you know, I think that was the biggest impact that I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Right. No doubt that really did affect, you know, your visibility. And I'm also assuming that, like I said, for your potential clients, for people in general, that health concerns really spiked.
Yeah. So it is interesting because I saw some people who kind of just hermited and they ate whatever they wanted. but then I saw some people really step up to the plate and they're like, okay, this is the time that we have to invest in ourselves and let's go keto, let's go paleo, or let's make the change. So I'm not sure about you, but I've seen so many different families. And something that I did also notice, and I think a lot of businesses did as well, is people were a little bit, I think tight-fisted is the right expression, where they were afraid to let go of their money because they didn't know what was going to happen in the future. And, and they had to kind of take matters into their own hands, you know, lawn care, health care to an extent, and just different things that we can do on our own that we usually hire out for. So that was a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nicole, how do you work with people? Maybe you can give some insights here in terms of how you help people who want to, you know, finally achieve wellness and heal those stubborn health issues. Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. So known as the gut detox coach, 70 to 80% of our immune system is based out of our gut microbiome. And so it's really important that we look at that, understand it. I teach my clients how to fish. I don't just give them a fish, because after we're done working together, and sometimes that relationship goes on for a long time, but when we're working with each other after that period, what I want for them to know is what they can do for themselves, for their family and their friends, if they're ever caught in another hard situation, because health is a journey and we have a final destination, but health never stops, whether it's up or down. And so kind of teaching them that way. But what I do, the way I am more visible to those interested and give them sort of a taste and see, so that there's no crazy time investment or financial investment, is a 5-day gut detox challenge. And I put these on periodically. And what they are 5 days of training, and it's live coaching and live Q&A. And you have access to me for those 5 days. You get to see what kind of coaching I do, what my philosophies are, what my beliefs are. And if that's something that you choose to follow me, then you can do that after that. But if you decide this isn't for me, it's a very small investment mm-hmm. of your time and of your resources. And so I put those on periodically and have programs to follow after that. But if anyone is interested, you can go to thegutdetoxcoach.com, and that's thegutdetoxcoach.com. I feel like I should make a song out of that, but that's where you can see all the latest information. And okay. you can find my Facebook and my Instagram there, The Gut Detox Coach on Google, on Facebook. It's all the same. So very easy to find me.
Awesome. Okay. Fantastic. So it sounds like you really are a very generous person in terms of sharing this wealth of information that you've created. And so people can learn more though, it sounds like, by going to your website, thegutdetoxcoach.com, mm-hmm. and also follow you on Facebook and Instagram, and look for any upcoming events that you're hosting.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, Nicole, you've already shared some real golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Great question. I would love to share that. So a few words of wisdom. One, and I know this is cliche, do not give up and be determined. Mm-hmm. Something we don't realize is we see these successful entrepreneurs. If you talk to them, typically they don't have this right off the bat, this grand success story. Success equals failing many times. And we see that in our childhood. We see that in our lives, but we don't put that to our business, and we don't realize. And so it's important to fail so that you know how to succeed. Just fail forward, right?
Right.
And talk to other business owners and ask them what their journey was like. Ask them for advice. Well, what helped you? And take all the advice and then sift through it and see what works for you. That's kind of the free advice. There are business coaches out there, and for a fee, they can be very useful. They all have different coaching skills. Find one that works for you. But those would be my words of wisdom.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because it's one of those things that, you know, we hear it, don't give up. You know, we've heard it running, you know, a race, or just finish the race or whatever. But then suddenly, you know, it can be not so simple when you're right in the middle of a lot of disappointments. And so I really loved how you folded in the fact that it's, you know, failing is part of the journey. It's part of getting there. It's part of the process to achieving success. So yeah. So thank you. That's powerful wisdom. So thank you very much, Nicole. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey through your own, you know, wellness journey, path, discovery to really understanding what your body is capable of in the face of, you know, a myriad of different symptoms that were really having a huge impact on your life at a very young age. And through your quest, you've discovered what the power is that the body has in terms of healing itself, and choosing to share that, which it's such a huge mission. And so this impactful work you're now doing is so, so admirable and so impactful in terms of helping others. As the gut detox coach, where you're serving your clients through a root cause approach and guiding them step by step to achieve better health and healing. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
And thank you, Wendy. This has been great. I'm just so glad to share. Thank you for the opportunity. And if you ever have any questions about your own gut health, you know where to find me. And Absolutely. Anyone listening, if you have any needs, any questions, my heart is for people. And so I just look to help, to guide, and to bring you that success, however that may look. So
yeah, awesome. Yes. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nicole Bergner through her website, And that is the gutdetoxcoach.com. And also, you know, look for her Facebook and Instagram profiles or presence on there. Follow her. And sounds like she's frequently doing events. So look for the next event that she's hosting where you can participate and gain some of her great insight and knowledge. So, all right, fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nicole Bergner. And as always, here's to your success.